Phrasal Verbs in Context. The Story by Peter Dainty. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 1991. All rights reserved. Phrasal Verbs in Context. The Story. Chapter 1. On a cold November evening many years ago, Angus McPherson, chief guard at the Newtown prison, yawned and closed his eyes. Angus had had a long and tiring day, and now, as the clock struck 11, the 3 platefuls of spaghetti bolognese he'd enjoyed at dinner were pulling him towards the deepest of deep sleeps. "I'll just have a little nap," he thought to himself. "All the cells are locked and everything's quiet. I'm sure nobody'll mind if I nod off for a while." Angus stretched out on a wooden bench and tried to relax, but for some reason he couldn't get off to sleep. Then he had an idea. "I know what the trouble is," he said to himself. "It's this belt of mine. It's much too tight." He rolled over, took off the belt, and dropped it onto the floor. A few minutes later, the stone corridors echoed to Angus McPherson's unmistakable snore. In the darkness of cell 269, Frederick Carruthers, a bank manager who had lent himself £250,000, was planning his escape. "If I could get the keys off McPherson's belt," he said to himself, "I could slip out through the side door, run across the yard, jump over the prison wall, and be back home for breakfast. But how do I do it?" Just then he caught sight of Angus's belt lying on the floor. "The keys," Carruthers whispered. "He's just dropped the belt with the keys. This is too good to be true." He tiptoed to the front of his cell and looked around. There was no one about. He took a deep breath, and then, softly and slowly, he stretched out his hand, picked up the belt, and lifted it back through the bars.